is found in Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 40, and that would be found on page 1086 in your church Bible. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Go south to the road, the desert road, that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." So he started out, and on his way he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an official in charge of all the treasury of Candace, queen of Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. The Spirit told Philip, "Go to that chariot and stay near it." Then Philip ran to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. "Do you understand what you are reading?" Philip asked. "How can I?" he said, "unless someone explains it to me." So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. The eunuch was reading his passage of scripture. He was led like a sheep to slaughter, and as a lamb before the shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth. The eunuch asked Philip, "Tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else?" Then Philip began with that very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water. The eunuch said, "Look, here is water. Why shouldn't I be baptized?" In some footnotes, late scripture, verse 36, baptized, Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." The eunuch answered, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And he gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down to the water and Philip baptized him. When they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Philip, however, appeared at Azotus and traveled about preaching the gospel in all the towns until they reached Caesarea. The epistle reading for today is found in 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, and that again would be found on page 1209. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day.
Jane, I'm going to interrupt you.
Yes.
Are you reading from Genesis?
Oh, I'm going by me. Let me check here.
I think you wanted 1 John chapter 4. Sorry about that.
Okay, 1 John 12:09.
4, 1 to 11.
Okay. 1 John 4. Dear friends,
yep.
Do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and even now is already in the world. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is of the world. They are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us, but whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of the truth and the spirit of the falsehood. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. And the gospel, please stand for that reading. That is from John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. And that is found on 1068. I am the vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. This is my Father's glory, that you bear.
From 1 John 4, verse 1, dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Let's pray. Father, may these words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts, be acceptable in your sight, you who are our rock, our strength, our Redeemer. Amen. So if I say to you, you are God's forgiven and redeemed child, do you believe it?
Yes.
On what basis do you believe it? Yeah, the Bible, because it says so in God's word. That is the truth, isn't it? In essence, that's the Jesus test, okay? To take what you are being told and run it by what Jesus Christ said. Run it by God's word. Because as Jesus is the word incarnate, isn't he? Full of grace and truth, he says. And Jesus later on went on to say, I am the way and the truth and the life. You need the Jesus test. Because can you trust everything that you hear from our world today?
No,
you can't. I think of a couple of things, a couple of kind of false prophets that have gone out into the world. One of them is this, that the truth is relative. You got your truth, I've got my truth. My truth is just as valid as your truth, even if our truths don't jive. Is truth relative, or is there an absolute truth? Give it the Jesus test. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, the life. There is an absolute truth, isn't there? And it's that absolute truth that gives you the assurance that you are God's forgiven and redeemed children. It's that absolute truth that gives you the assurance there is a heaven. And there is eternal life there, and you are going there because Jesus, the Holy Spirit, has given you that gift of faith in him, and he will keep you in that faith until he takes you to be with himself in heaven. That's the truth. You can believe that because it stands the Jesus test, doesn't it? One other false prophet that's gone out into our world that I think sometimes we embrace, and that is, if it makes me happy, if it makes me glad, if it satisfies me, it's right. And that just ain't so, is it? Give it the Jesus test. Yes, it may make me feel good, but does it pass the Jesus test? Does Jesus say, this is something that is good for you? This is something that is right. This is something that is part of the truth. You give it the Jesus test. If you can tell, I'm trying to shorten my sermon. And that's good. Because sometimes we don't need to talk so long. You already got the point in the kids' message today, didn't you? It has been so long, hasn't it, Toby? So I just want to make one last point with you today. To be able to give things the Jesus test, you got to know the Word. You need to be in the Word. There's so many ways you can be in the Word. Daily devotional materials, portals of prayer. Karen and I, through the D group, the disciple group, we listen every day to a podcast where we're reading the way through the Bible and somebody's sharing comments on it for us. There's many Bible classes. You have your in-home Bible study groups in our congregation. You have the Sunday morning. As you are in the Word, God's Holy Spirit gives you the gift of discernment and the gift of wisdom so that you're able to tell what's true, what's not, what I should embrace, and what I should just leave behind and leave out. My prayer is that God blesses you with a desire to be in His Word so that you will know the truth. Because as Jesus Himself said, what does the truth do? The truth will set you free. And may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. This morning,